just like old times.
Get in your own. Nowadays, a lot of places are getting too modern. They want everybody to take their spot, you know, and don't want everybody to get up like they've been doing tonight, you know, and letting people know what they believe, how they feel about their being saved. Amen. It's just like old times. Folks just getting up, saying what's on their heart. I believe that's the way it should be.
Come on, brother.
With the people of God. We're to be able to speak what we feel in our heart.
Amen.
But we're to also feel God in our heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We've got so much to thank Him for all He's done for us. And, amen. What He's done for us along the way. And amen. And like I told the church today, amen. Too many times we thank Him for what He's given to us.
Yeah.
And what He's supplied our needs in, but amen. We're to glorify Him and thank Him for who He is.
Amen.
Amen. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and amen. He's the one that planned it all. He's the one that, amen, that moved into our heart and our soul. And I praise the Lord for that blessed privilege. I'll not take up a whole lot of time tonight. I've already enjoyed all this, the songs, the testimonies, and amen. These preacher friends getting up and just minding the Lord and don't worry about getting in somebody's way. Amen. You don't get in the way when you're in, minding the Lord. When the Spirit's there, you don't get in the way.
Amen.
You may get in the devil's way.
Yep.
Amen. You may keep him from getting his time in. But amen. But I tell you what, amen, how good it is, amen, to be a child of God. Brother Joe dropped by the house the other day. Me and him was talking, and amen, we're talking about thanking the Lord and Thanksgiving coming up and what we felt in our heart and what we know, the experience we've had along the way. Just had a good Christian conversation. And I told him, I said, Brother Joe, the other day, I'd started to Walmart and I passed the house where I got saved at over on Earl Street. Amen. And I thought about when Brother Joe was singing a song a while ago, he touched me. Amen. I remember that night it touched me.
Yep.
Amen. I've never been the same since. No. Never been the same.
Amen.
Things have changed around. The world changed. People changed. Churches changed. All that. Amen. He's never changed.
Oh, yes.
He said, I'll change that. I'm the same today, tomorrow. I'll never change. He won't. Amen. If He's made you a promise, you just latch on to it.
Amen.
You latch on to it.
You're right.
Amen. Brother. Because it's going to come to pass. You rest assured. Amen. When He revealed Himself to the people, amen, they wrote it in this blessed book we have today that we call the Bible. Amen. He revealed to the prophets.
Yep.
Amen. And they, as the Holy Ghost moved up on them, they wrote it down.
Yes,
and
sir.
Amen. Through the centuries of time, it was passed down to you and to me. Amen. For a reason.
Yeah.
And that reason is that we could believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Amen. I praise the Lord for it. Amen. Today after service, and I had a great grandson there that I think he's about 9 or 10, something like that. And he come out and met me on the porch out there at church. And he said, Papa, said, I'm sort of confused. Said, they talk about Jesus, talk about Christmas being his birthday. And he questioned me a little bit. And I said, well, let me tell you. You know, I told him about it. I said, God's the Father, Jesus the Son. I said, we celebrate the Son's birthday.
Yeah.
That He was sent to take the sins of the world away. He said, oh, that ain't confusing. Amen. So he understood. It's that simple, you know. And so it's so simple that a child can understand when you tell them. Amen. Man. So I'm not going to take up much time. I've enjoyed this tonight. Amen. And, been a long time since I heard Brother James over there. And amen. I want him to just keep on, go on, you know, just preach tonight. Amen. Because I was just soaking that in. Amen. It's such a joy. Amen. I don't know where I'm going to go tonight, but it's such a joy just to sit and listen to the people of God.
You're right.
Amen. That's been there. Even those that have witnessed the things.
Yeah.
Brother Joe was talking about a while ago, the things that he prayed for and they come to pass. You know, each one of us, if you've been saved any length of time, you start thinking about the things that you've asked God for along the way. And you go back and you look and see if they didn't come to pass. Amen. All of them maybe have not come to pass yet, but they're on the way. You can rest assured of that. They're on the way. Amen. So just keep praying. Keep your head up.
Yes,
amen. The Lord's coming. He promises He would.
Yeah.
This being the Thanksgiving season, we got so much that we need to thank Him for. And Amen. So many things that we can just remember what He's done. And that's when I get to thinking about where I've been, where I come from, amen, where I'm going. I get to think about that. That's when I can really praise the Lord. That's when I can really, you know, just push everything else aside and just start praising the Lord. Amen. And so tonight, let me just read a little bit of scripture, and then we'll close it out. Amen. And if you're unsaved tonight, amen, they have one place for you to go, and that's to Jesus. There's no other way, no other remedy, no other source that you can go to in this world. And a lot of times, I had somebody talking to me the other day about they had some needs, and you know, a person in their family had some needs, and they was trying to get some help. I said, there's some help out there somewhere if you can just find it. But let me say to lost people today, there's a source for sin. It's out there, and you can find it. It is available to any and everybody. Amen. All you got to do is just look to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And I've been just reading for about all week long, just all over the Bible, all over the place. And amen, just trying to think about the goodness of God. And amen, I sort of settled in over in the book of Acts, it's the 16th chapter. And this is where Paul and Silas was, had been beaten and striped for their work they was doing for the Lord. They were doing a great work. And when you start doing a great work, Brother Joe, for the Lord, the devil don't like it. He's going to do something, try to hinder you, try to keep you from doing that work. Amen. But I'm so thankful that the Lord will take that the devil throws your way. He'll take that, and He will make a blessing out of it. These men, amen, Paul and Silas, when they was in prison there, they'd been beaten, been striped, and the Lord just turned it around and made when the earthquake came, and the building shook and the chains fell off of them, amen, there was a man there that is in charge of them, amen, and when he seen what happened, seen what the Paul and Silas had been hearing them sing and praise the Lord through the night there, and amen, glorifying the Lord, why, amen, he, after it was all over with, he went and fell at their feet and said, what must I do to be saved? Even, don't you know, old Paul and Silas, they said, that all them stripes are worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Even see this man get saved, see his family get saved. Don't you know it was worth every stripe that them men endured because, amen, that was their purpose for being there. Amen, remember just before that, Paul, amen, he had his desire to go somewhere else, but during the night, amen. The Bible said that he had a vision of a man over in Macedonia. He said, come over and help us. Amen. Come over. We need help. Amen. So he's on a mission that the Lord has sent him on. You and I, as the people of God, brothers, they say we're on a mission.
Yeah.
Amen. If we've been saved by the grace of God, amen, then our mission is to help those that's struggling, those that don't know the Lord, those that's walking in darkness. It's your responsibility and mine to reach out to them. Point them to Jesus. Don't point them to the church. The church will let them down.
Yep.
Amen. Church, today we have a lot of problems in a lot of the churches, and they'll let you down, and people start looking at that. But let's point them to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The one that's able, the one that died for them, the one that gave his life on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And done the things that he done. Amen. Let's point them to him. I never will forget when I got saved. Amen. The people that come and talk to me, they didn't say, Bill, you need to join church. Bill, you need to get in church. I can't remember one of them that come witness to me that said, I need to be in church. They all said, you needed Jesus. That's what you needed Jesus. You need Jesus. Amen. And that's what I found. I found Jesus, and then I found the church.
Amen.
Amen. I found the church a place to go to worship Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. A place that I could, work and labor together for them people that was lost like I was. Amen. I started to say a while ago, I was telling Brother Joe when I got saved over, I told him, I said, Brother Joe, amen, there's a royal visitor coming to my house that night.
Yeah.
Amen. Along about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, amen. He didn't knock on the door, but he knocked on my heart.
Amen.
Amen. And I answered the call.
Yes, sir, bro.
Amen. Things have been different ever since.
Amen.
Oh, I just rejoiced in the song there a while ago, Brother Joe, you sung.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, what a difference it made when he touched me.
Yeah.
He'll make a difference in your life.
Yes,
if you just allow him to. Amen. So we're not going to take up much time, but we love the Lord tonight, and I've loved the service. It's been food to my soul. You know, when you lose your companion, you're sitting there by yourself day after day, you know. Of course, you're not really by myself, but no human beings there. I got an old dog and a cat that stays around with me. Amen. But you know, you miss the fellowship with the people. You miss going out and mixing and mingling with the people. And sometimes you get discouraged, you get down. Amen. But somebody come by and you don't want to talk about the Lord, just picks you up. Yeah. Amen. You're getting a good service like tonight. Yeah. Amen. How good it is just to feel the presence of the Lord and the Spirit just moving in the midst. So I praise the Lord for it. So we're not going to take up any more time, but I just want you to know I appreciate the opportunity, Brother Joe, coming. Appreciate the opportunity standing here tonight. Amen. May God bless you. May we all seek the Lord. Look for him. He's there. Amen. He's coming. He's coming soon. We see all the things that's happening around about in the world. Everything points to the coming of the Lord. Everything pointing to time that the trumpet of God's going to sound, the dead in Christ's going to rise. You and I that live and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with him. Praise the Lord for that. Brother Joe, come ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord.